And if they can manipulate enough people into believing that this is a, we are doing it for the right reasons because we're masking up Louisiana, or in your case, masking up Florida to save lives, right? That exact same mentality is going to be used to serve the vaccine. Now, you've got kids. You've got kids. So what are you going to say when the public school says you can't send them back? We passed the law unless they're corona hoax vaccinated. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm kind of what I'm doing right now. So beyond my county is requiring all kids above 2 and older, because that's what the CDC says. CDC said to have to wear masks. So she's not returning to school this semester. She's doing e-school, which is technically a different school in Pasco County. So she's going to be doing true virtual learning, but I'm being that it's at home and it's very flexible rather than her being in front of a computer screen from the time the bell rings to when the bell would have rang again to close school. Mm-hmm. I'm doing, it's all virtual stuff. Plus I'm going to be adding a bunch of Catholic stuff. By the way, I wanted, by me mentioning that, it actually, I am serious. I am pregnant.
You are? Whoa. We're having a baby, folks. Do I get to be godfather this time?
Of course.
What? Mrs. O'Connell is looking at me. Why did you ask her that? Because I know why she called now. I just beat you to the punch.
I thought I'd be kind of sneaky, but yeah, I wanted to announce it, everybody. I told my
that
parents
is
yesterday.
Awesome. Woot, woot. So how far along?
I'm 8 weeks right now.
And that's the best news I've heard. Yes, and you should absolutely use the, you're seriously going to deprive my baby of oxygen. Get out of my way. Just get out of my way. That's exactly what, no, it's serious. That is a medical condition and it's none of your business. So if they persist, then you just tell them none of you. But I like the, are you seriously going to deprive my baby of oxygen? Well, that is fantastic news. So Ashley is 8 weeks along. There is a great celebration in the chat room in the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat. Wow, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it will be March 10th, so it's going to be during Lent. But at least, you know, I'm with being pregnant. I guess I'm allowed to eat during Lent.
Yes.
There are exemptions for pregnant.
Yes, yes. So you're going to have the best Lent ever because you will get to eat. Well, look, have you seen?
Yeah, put it on your calendar.
I will put it on the calendar. Have you seen the movie Vaxxed?
No, I haven't. I want to see it now because with you talking about as much as you have and baby number 3 coming, I'm really going to be questionable about what vaccines I give baby number 3 because, I mean, the first two, I gave them, you know, what the doctor recommended. You know, go to the pediatrician, you know, all the different ones that you sign up for or, you know, are scheduled. I've always done it, just not even thinking anything of it. But this time around, I'm definitely going to be a lot more questionable about it.
Well, I just want to give you what Dale Bigtree says, and I just learned over the weekend that this man is an expert, even though he's a layperson, he's not a doctor, because he produced the movie Vaxxed, and he is very involved in crusading against these vaccines and the vaccine manufacturers. You know, Dell's advice to all parents was this, Ashley. He said, do not take the advice of your doctor and do not take the little fold-out sheet that they give you if you ask for documentation on the vaccine. He said, go to the manufacturers. Go to the manufacturer website if you have to. Go to the manufacturer and get their public statement on the safety of the, I can't remember what it's called, but they have to publish it, their public statement on the safety of the vaccine. And he said, and if you read them, every single one of them will tell you that they have not tested that vaccine against a controlled study group of non-vaccinated. So they do not know, they cannot tell you that that vaccine has been safety tested. None of them. So, and he said, don't take my word. I'm not telling you what to do. ask for the literature and read it yourself. You will walk away convinced that you should not do it. That you would not put that into your child's body. You would not allow. Now, if they safety test it and they lose their immunity, this is the other thing. You know that in 1986, Congress passed a law and made all vaccination manufacturers immune from lawsuits.
Right.
They cannot be sued.
And that's when they started increasing.
Right. So, look, this entire event here has been a vaccination Malthusian population control event. And we've been saying it from the beginning. I stand by that. I don't take one word of it back. They're now just progressing in phases here. So just be cautious. Because, you know, you're a little boy is at the age where they're, you know, the pediatrician is going to start talking to you about booster shots.
Yep.
Just tell them, maybe next visit, can I see the literature? Be polite. May I see the literature first? You know, and the doctor's not going to tell you no. The pediatrician's not going to say no. So you may also seek out a vaccination cautious pediatrician because they're out there.
Right. Oh, I mean, yeah, I definitely am trying to look into finding a different pediatrician. But the doctor, I'm at least happy this time around that the OBGYN that I'm seeing, he's Catholic and definitely a lot different than the previous place that I was at. And so he'll have a lot more understanding about those type of things as well.
Well, I think you're probably going to be compelled into homeschooling. Now, let me just share one more anecdote with you before you go. So my cousin Patrick, we see Patrick yesterday, and I asked him about his little boy, my little nephew, Ian. And he goes, well, you know, dude, this corona thing's actually been good for Ian. Because we found out that he was being bullied in his class. The kids were making fun of him because he was an asthmatic and he had to have the inhaler and he's kind of skinny. He goes, the kids were kind of making fun of him. We're bullying him. So since we've been homeschooling him and teaching him French, you know, his aptitude scores are through the roof. His French scores are near perfect now. So, you know, it's actually been good for him. For us to be teaching him and for him to not be in that environment. So, you know, one of the big knocks on homeschoolers is they don't get to be socialized. They don't get this and that and the other. I have yet to meet a homeschool child that, especially from a large family, that is not social. I have not met one. If anything, they're obnoxious. They're so social.
Well, no, I mean, I honestly started looking into that. One of the ones that the women at my church were recommending was Seton. They have a really good program. So I'm looking into it. A lot of it comes down to trying to convince my husband to do it. Mm-hmm. That's another topic for another day. But I'm definitely looking into it and then be making sure that Beyond gets more of that Catholic teaching as part of her, you know, schooling this semester. And also thinking about, like, the history as she starts to get older, where she's really learning about American history. I'm like, should I get the Ron Paul curriculum? I want to make sure that I get, you know, the Founding Father stuff that, you know, you teach us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's all out there.
We're looking into all of that.
All right. Well, congratulations again on the preggers, as they say. And
I'm looking forward most to having, this will be my first child that will be baptized in the Latin Rite.
She's on fire, man. She's on fire. I'm a piker.
So put on your calendar so you and Candace can be here for it.
We will. We plan on it. We'll just make a Tampa tour out of it again. All right, Ashley, much love from all of us. We love you, sweetie.
Thank you. Love you, too. Talk to you later.
All right, babe. How you like that? The demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer, but there's nothing they can do about that, is there? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. I love this comment in the chat room. The only vaccination we need is against sin. It's called sacramental grace. Love it. I work in the healthcare field, writes Julian Rose. Here's the problem. We are testing people for any strain of a coronavirus. not specifically for COVID-19. Well, they can't test for COVID-19, Julian, because they don't know what it is. They have not isolated it. There are no reliable tests for a specific COVID-19 virus. There are no reliable agencies or media outlets for reporting numbers of actual COVID-19 virus cases. This needs to be addressed first and foremost. Every action and reaction to COVID-19 is based on totally flawed data, and we simply cannot make accurate assessments. Told you so, told you so, told you so. By the way, if any minions of Emperor Napoleon Bell Bonaparte III are listening, this is you. You are delivering fraud to the people of the great state of Louisiana. And again, after Friday's SCOTUS ruling against Calvary Chapel in Nevada, let me mark the spot where I just left off. Talk to somebody about this on Saturday. By the by, all I got to do is get my fingerprints and pay my fee, and I graduated from the concealed carry weapon course on Saturday right here in Louisiana. So I will be able to get my CCW license now. All Crusader Knights should become concealed or open carry guys. If your state requires a license, get it. Just take the training. It's a gun safety course, basically. Take the training, if it's available, and get the license. I encourage all of you to become better marksmen and better handlers of the firearm. And you will if you go to the CCW course. You take any gun safety course that's organized from a certified instructor. You know, I'm glad I took it because I learned a lot. Also learned the specific statutes in this state, the Stand Your Ground statute. So if you live in Louisiana, it's RS 14:16-22. One of the subsections in there is use of deadly force. It's actually in as part of the law. So I'm glad I took the course, and I can now go get my CCW license. And if I want to, I can conceal carry. As a Crusader Knight, though, this should be requisite for all of you. What I was going to say, I talked to one of my buddies who is a listener, who was at the CCW on Saturday, told me that he goes, well, I can check this box on my family's post-corona hoax security checklist. Oh, I went, really? And he goes, Mike, I made a list. I sat down and I actually made a list. I am deadly serious, and I think that this is going to escalate to full-blown war. Another gentleman is in the United States Navy, told me, who was at the CCW class. An 18-year vet in the Navy told me, I am fortifying the four walls of Fortress Me, Fortress Family. This course is part of that fortification. Now, this gentleman is actually living in Kansas and is moving to Louisiana. He said, when I get here, I will have my CCW license here in Louisiana. And he goes, I am taking this seriously. This is a war. They're trying to escalate it. I believe they're going to be successful in escalating it to a war. Folks, look at what's going on in Los Angeles and in Seattle and in Portland and now in New Tenochtitlan City. There's a video out there that you can see. It's taken from CCTV footage sometime last week. A father and daughter went into a small grocery store in New Tenochtitlan City, and a gang of BLM thugs happened upon them, started beating, said something to the dad, or to the daughter, and the dad said, hey, leave my daughter alone, or something to that effect. And then the gang began to beat the dad. Then the gang set their sights on the daughter. She had a pair of shorts on and a white top. By the time they got halfway through the assault, her pants had been removed. They then proceeded, six of them, to beat the father senseless. He's in a hospital. and then to beat the daughter, taking her to a cooler. You can see this on the footage. This is disturbing. Taking her to a cooler where there was individual beer bottles, beer for sale. Bending her over and breaking beer bottles over her skull until they knocked her unconscious naked. Supposedly, the NYPD is looking for the perps. Where are you at now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? You know, there is video of video after video of gangs and groups of black men and black women just picking random white people up and beating them senselessly in public. Look at the one that's taken from the airport baggage carousel where these black women, big heifers of women, decide that this innocent waif of a young woman needs some black lesbian's lives matter treatment. And they start trying to beat on her. Her boyfriend or whoever, her husband or whoever, to his credit, shielded the girl, threw her on the floor and jumped on top of her and shielded her with his own body while they beat him and kicked him. You're going to watch this video. So this stuff is unbearable to watch, but you have to watch it. And you got to know, wherever you're in public, you got to be alert. You got to know the environment. You've got to, you have to, and wherever, I told my daughter Madison yesterday, I sent her some of these videos, and I sent her a little checklist. I said, before you or your friends go in any place in public in that godforsaken city, before you go in any store, do due diligence surveillance. Surveil it first. Make sure there's an exit in the back if you need to get out. Make sure that there's no place in there where you could be cornered. And make sure that there's no gangs or hipsters hanging around in there that look like gangs. Only shop in open areas where you cannot be cornered. Do not go. I told us that do not go into any retailer where you can be cornered. If you go into a place where you can be put into a box, they will do it. And it's going to happen when you least expect it, so don't think that you can prepare for it. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. I see our chat room has sprung to life. We even have international chatters in there all the way from London, England, the one and only KVT. Join us online at crusadechannel.com/chat. Back to Julian Rose. Manufactured pandemic, testing people for any strain of a coronavirus, not specifically for COVID-19. This is why you're hearing that most people with COVID-19 are showing nothing more than cold flu-like symptoms. That's because most coronavirus strains are nothing more than cold flu-like symptoms. The few actual novel coronavirus cases do have some worse respiratory responses, but still have a very promising recovery rate, especially for those without prior issues. The gold standard in testing for COVID-19 is laboratory isolated, purified coronavirus particles free from any contaminants and particles that look like viruses but are not, that have been proven to be the cause of the syndrome known. You know, you hear how this guy is saying the syndrome known as COVID-19. This is what I described it to you as. It is a set of symptoms, a syndrome. It's not a virus. It's not a flu. It's not a disease. It's a set of symptoms that medical science simply does not know what causes it. But we do know that you can treat it easily and cheaply.